Welcome to this audio introduction to Blue by playwright Thomas Weatherall, a Belvoir Street Theatre production presented by State Theatre Company of South Australia and Celsus in association with the Adelaide Festival. Blue runs for 1 hour and 20 minutes with no interval and is presented in the Scott Theatre in the grounds of the University of Adelaide. Scott Theatre can be accessed via Gate 13 on Kintore Avenue, with access parks near the theatre entrance to the left, alongside the Red Brick Physics Building. Ask festival volunteers in green t-shirts at the entrance to Scott Theatre to direct you to the access parks. The live audio description will be delivered by Kari Searley and Jules Filkey. Please note that the show contains strong language, smoking on stage, references to suicide, and uses theatrical smoke and haze effects. Blue is recommended for audiences 15 plus. The matinee audio described performance is Saturday, 9th of March at 2 p.m., with a touch tour commencing at 1 p.m., and the second audio described performance is on Tuesday, 12th of March at 8 p.m., with a touch tour commencing at 7 p.m., with a post-show Q&A, which will be audio described. Theatre access from the foyer is via three steps or a ramp. Two wide aisles slope down from the back of the theatre to the front of the stage, with no steps. The stage is a traditional proscenium arch, which acts as a portal, providing a frame for the set. The set is a single large white wedge-shaped stage, like an empty slice of pie crust, with the deep outer edge rising from the back of the stage, like a building wave almost ready to break over the performance area. The white surface is rough, like sea foam. At its widest point, the set is just over 10 metres across at the back edge and 3.6 metres high. It's around 6.5 metres deep at the centre point, and it's lifted 185 millimetres above the stage floor, so the base seems to hover as its thin pie crust construction sits above a black void. There are 8 stage mics set up around the two sides at the base of the building wave, which angles in from both sides towards the centre of the front of the stage. All of the action takes place on this white set. It begins as a sparse, pared-back, all-white modern interior, with a light silver chair on the left, a coffee mug, a notepad, and some items of clothing in a small pile by the chair, completing the props. Side lighting suggests a room offstage to the right. Lighting effects are used to create moods of blue tranquil water or the intense orange and red of fire. Projections of a restless or calm sea across the white set provides evocative context for the onstage action. The soundscape is equally important, supporting the emotional journey of the actor. Blue is set in the modern day and explores the experiences of one character, Mark, played by Callum Purcell. Mark has always wanted to be a writer. His mum's a writer too, and together they'd spend hours reading and writing in their garden. When Mark moves out of his childhood home and into his first share flat, he and his mum stay connected by exchanging letters. When Mark one day receives a letter with the news too painful to bear, he seeks solace in the sea, the source of his fondest yet most agonising memories. Blue paints a vivid picture of a young man's life, coloured by tragedy, loss and love. The programme notes share this from the writer. This play is not a cry for help or an exercise in trauma, but more so an opening to a discourse that I believe so many people are in need of. Mark wears grey or black track pants and a singlet or t-shirt. Production credits. Playwright Thomas Weatherall. Director Deborah Brown. Set and costume designers Jacob Nash and Chris Baldwin. Lighting designer Chloe Ogilvy. Sound designer and composer Will Hughes. Performers, Mark, Callum Purcell. Audio description delivers a live verbal commentary via a personal headset, providing information on the visual elements of a performance as it unfolds. Headsets will be available prior to the performance from the audio describers in the foyer up until 5 minutes prior to the start of the performance. Pre-show audio notes will be available to listen to on the Adelaide Festival and access to arts websites prior to the event. An abridged version of pre-show notes will be delivered via headsets 15 minutes prior to each audio described performance. Touch tours are usually conducted prior to a live performance. They provide an opportunity for a detailed description of the set and to meet the actors if this is practicable. The production takes place at the Scott Theatre at the University of Adelaide. Access is via Gate 13 on Kintore Avenue or from North Terrace. If arriving on foot from North Terrace, make your way past the Art Gallery of South Australia. At the end of the cafe lawns, turn left and proceed alongside the Physics Building directly to the Scott Theatre. Adelaide Festival volunteers will be available at the entrance to direct you further. This completes the pre-show introduction. It's been produced by Kari Seely and Jules Filkey for Access to Arts. For more information on our audio description, please contact Access to Arts by email audio.describer@access2arts.org.au or speak to one of the audio describers at the theatre. Thank you.